And this is Ty Taylor on WRMJ, our Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. This week has us talking cross-country with junior standout Emlyn Miller, off to a strong start, both team-wise and individually. We'll get more into that in a moment. But Emlyn, so far, I think two events for you and your teammates so far here in the fall of 2026. What have you made so far of the early stages of the season?
I think it looks pretty good so far. We've had a lot of girls putting in the work, and I'm really excited for this year.
And so individually for you, there's been a lot of success throughout your career so far, but also in the early parts of the season. Individually, a first place finish for you in Farmington a couple of weeks ago at the Anawan Weathersfield invite that they held a week or so ago. A second place finish individually, so medalist honors in both of those events for you. Just the keys for you to getting off to such a strong start here in 2026, what have you seen?
I've really been focusing on my training this year and taking it a lot more serious than I have before. I have been putting in a lot more mileage than normal, and I've just been super excited looking at the new girls that we have coming up, and I think it's going to be an amazing year.
So you mentioned kind of the preparation there, and maybe people who don't follow cross country or don't have a background in the sport don't know kind of what all goes into that. So how do you prepare for not just like a cross country meet or event, but a season overall? Is it something where it's kind of like a year-round preparation to stay in that running shape? What all goes into that for you?
Yeah, it's a lot of off-season running. I ran all summer. And even like during the winter time with like basketball, run during basketball and track, it's a lot of just long runs and workouts and a lot of just longer mileage before, just to build up that base. And then once you get into the season, you can kind of tone it down a little bit, but it's a lot of really year-round work.
And so when you're running in a meet or as part of an event, is there something about kind of your performance that you're able to notice during the run that makes you feel like, hey, this is a pretty good time I'm probably going to have? Or what are you looking for when you're actually, you know, competing?
A lot this year I've focused on my competition, because I know there's a lot of amazing competition around this area. And I've just kind of focused on what's in front of me and getting up to that next person.
So you've had the experience of competing at the state finals in cross country, both as a freshman and a sophomore, now into your junior season here in 2026. What have you kind of been able to take away from that experience the first 2 years, getting to get to the end of the line, basically, and getting to compete at the very end of the season against the best in the state?
It's kind of showed me that there is such a little difference between first and even like 20th place. Like, it's such a small amount of time and so many people in that race. You kind of just have to go with everyone around you and let them carry you.
Well, like you individually, your team, a first place finish at your first event this year in Farmington, second place at the Anawan Weathersfield event that we talked about earlier as well. So looking now kind of team-wide with you, it looks like a strong group you have in 2026. What do you like about the group you run with this year?
Well, my sister's here this year, so that's really exciting. But this group of freshmen that we have coming up is a two-time state qualifying team, and we have a lot of key runners moving up with us, and we have some girls that have already placed in our top seven that I think are going to do some amazing things and have been putting in a lot of work.
And really just the last thing I have for you here as we look ahead, we're kind of in the early stages of the season still, of course, in early September, a number of events still to come. For you, just what are the goals or expectations you have for yourself and for your team here in 2026 in the cross-country season?
I really am wanting to qualify as an individual again. And I really think that a team qualifying would be an amazing thing. And I think it's very achievable just looking at how we've placed so far. Honestly, I think that I'm currently ranked relatively well to possibly medal in state.
All right, Emlyn Miller, Mercer County Junior Cross Country standout, joining us this week on the Mercer County High School Sports Spotlight. Appreciate the time, and good luck the rest of the season. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.